Even now we hear the angels singing. This is the time and place. We welcome all of you who are with us here and those of you who are with us in our vast broadcast network. We invite you to turn to the church Facebook page or the church website. Find there a bulletin so that you can follow along, or you may simply wish to listen. The night is passing, and now the focus becomes the town of Bethlehem. I say to you, O come, all ye faithful. from the Psalms, sing to the Lord a new song.
Sing to the Lord, all the earth.
Sing to the Lord and bless God's name. Let us pray. We come this evening already knowing the story, yet anxious to hear it again in the words of Scripture read to us in the music of angels. Some have played the parts themselves since we were children, bearded wise men, bath-robed shepherds, animals of every kind. Now our children and their children must know the story too, of Mary on a donkey, and Joseph anxious for a place to stay, a safe place for their baby, for your baby. In the frigid cold, we intercede for those exposed to the elements, for those who, like Mary and Joseph, found themselves homeless and seeking for a safe shelter, like shepherds, firemen and police officers, soldiers and caregivers, still keeping their watch, like wise men, immigrants with gifts to offer, seeking direction and acceptance. We intercede for travelers, for those who are lonely, the sick and the elderly, the poor and the misdirected, for the family of Tom Phillips and Valerie and Curtis and Annelle and many more who mourn the loss of loved ones, all of these whom we hold dear, but find themselves standing apart from the warmth of this stable tonight. May the message and the music and the memories of Christmas bring them nearer to Jesus tonight and soon into the embrace of your church, Christ's own family here on earth. In the spirit of the season and now in the power of the Spirit, we pray as Jesus taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Adam and Eve disobey God's command and disrupt the order and goodness of creation. They heard the sound of the Lord God walking in the garden at the time of the evening breeze, and the man and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God among the trees of the garden. But the Lord God called to the man and said to him, "Where are you?" He said, "I heard the sound of you in the garden, and I was afraid, because I was naked and I hid myself." He said, "Who told you you were naked? Have you eaten from the tree of which I commanded you not to eat?" The man said, "The woman whom you gave to be with me, she gave me fruit from the tree, and I ate." Then the Lord God said to the woman, "What is this that you have done?" The woman said, "The serpent tricked me, and I ate." The Lord God said to the serpent, "Because you have done this, cursed are you among all animals and among all wild creatures. Upon your belly you shall go, and dust you shall eat all the days of your life. I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your offspring and hers. He will strike your head, and you will strike his heel." And to the man he said, "Because you have listened to the voice of your wife and have eaten of the tree about which I commanded you, you shall not eat of it. Cursed is the ground because of you. In toil you shall eat of it all the days of your life. Thorns and thistles it shall bring forth for you, and you shall eat the plants of the field. By the sweat of your face you shall eat bread until you return to the ground, for out of it you were taken. You are dust, and to dust you shall return."
Thank you. God promises that through Abraham, all the peoples of the world will be blessed. The angel of the Lord called to Abraham a second time from heaven and said, "By myself I have sworn, says the Lord, because you have done this and have not withheld your son, your only son, I will indeed bless you, and I will make your offspring as numerous as the stars of heaven and as the sand that is on the seashore. And your offspring shall possess the gate of their enemies, and by your offspring shall all the nations of the earth gain blessings for themselves, because you have obeyed my voice." So Abraham returned to his young men, and they arose and went together to Beersheba, and Abraham lived at Beersheba.
The people who walk in darkness receive the promise of the Messiah. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who lived in a land of deep darkness, on them light has shined. For a child has been born for us, a son given to us. Authority rests upon his shoulders, and he is named Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace, his authority shall grow continually, and there shall be endless peace for the throne of David and his kingdom. He will establish and uphold it with justice and with righteousness from this time forward and forevermore. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this.
The Messiah will come from the root of Jesse to restore the peace of creation. The Messiah will come from the root of Jesse to restore the peace of creation. A shoot shall come out from the stump of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots. The Spirit of the Lord shall rest on him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord. His delight shall be in the fear of the Lord. He shall not judge by what his eyes see, or decide by what his ears hear, but with righteousness he shall judge the poor, and decide with equity for the meek of the earth. The wolf shall live with the lamb. The leopard shall lie down with the kid, the calf and the lion and the fatling together, and a little child shall lead them. The cow and the bear shall graze. Their young shall lie down together, and the lion shall eat straw like the ox. The nursing child shall play over the hole of the asp, and the weaned child shall put his hand on the adder's den. They will not hurt or destroy on all my holy mountain, for the earth will be full of the knowledge of the Lord as the waters cover the sea.
Thank you. an angel appears to Mary and announces that she will bear a holy child. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a town in Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin engaged to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary. And he came to her and said, "Greetings, favored one, the Lord is with you." But she was much perplexed by his words and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. The angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And now you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you will name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give to him the throne of his ancestor David. He will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I am a virgin?" The angel said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be holy. He will be called Son of God." Then Mary said, "Here am I, the servant of the Lord. Let it be with me according to your word." Then the angel departed from her.
Joseph and Mary travel to Bethlehem, where Mary gives birth to her child. In those days, a decree went out from Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration and was taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child. And she gave birth to the firstborn son and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger because there was no place for them in the inn.
Angels appear to the shepherds in the fields and announce the birth of the Messiah. In that region, there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly hosts praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger.
You
the Word of God becomes flesh and lives among us, full of grace and truth. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and without him not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify to the light, so that all might believe through him. He himself was not the light, but he came to testify to the light. The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world came into being through him, yet the world did not know him. He came to what was his own, and his own people did not accept him. But to all who received him, who believed in his name, he gave power to become children of God, who were born not of blood, or of the will of the flesh, or of the will of man, but of God. The Word became flesh and lived among us, and we have seen his glory, the glory as of the Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. Please be seated. On the night about which we sing, things were dark in the land where Mary and Joseph traveled. There was little joy. And people had lost hope. They wondered about the love of God because the promises made so long ago had not yet come true. They wondered whether they ever would. And there was no peace. The Romans occupied the land. People struggled with poverty, eking a living from the land itself. Things were dark indeed until on that very night a star shone above the land and led those who traveled as we travel to that stable and that manger where the light of the world was born that night. He came for us to show us the way. He came on that silent night. Be careful on the steps. No, I'm staying here. May every light remind you of the meaning of this eve May the love of Christ our Savior now fill us as we leave. Take the light that burns before you and let it burn within. Be the light of Christ at Christmas and until he comes again. Amen. Merry Christmas.